Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're tuned in this afternoon. Whatever Super Talk station you're listening to or online, welcome. Got a great show for you today and excited about bringing you our three guests that are in the studio. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bank Corps studio in Hattiesburg, opening segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Every day is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, proud supporters of Southern Miss, proud supporters of our program, great friends of ours, and a place that we encourage you to enjoy good food 7 days a week. Dickey's Barbecue here in Hattiesburg. Remember, you can hear the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcasts all day long, every day. Apple, Audible, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Well, today is the 16th. It is 1 month to opening day at Pete Taylor Park. That always...
But who's counting, right, Bob?
That always makes me pretty happy.
You got your little paper chain in your office that you're, you know...
And a lot of people very happy. So we're going to talk baseball today, and we've got, gosh, what better lineup could you have than this? Right here in our studio is Nick Monastere, Carson Pato, Dalton McIntyre, three members, of course, of the Golden Eagle baseball team, and the guys... We're thrilled to have you. Let me start with you, Carson. I know you three fellows are getting ready for a camp this weekend, and we're going to talk baseball a little later in the show, but tell us about your camp and how all this came about.
Yes, sir. So Vantage Sports, it is a this baseball group that's working with colleges all over the United States, and they kind of just got with us to be a part of our NIL stuff with the team, and they kind of signed us as one of their teams, and they DM'd some guys on our team to say, hey, do you want to do a camp? And that's we're the three guys, and it's in Columbia at the Yards this coming Sunday from 1 to 3, and we're excited about it.
How did you guys get picked, do you know?
No clue.
No clue, huh?
Now, is it Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday.
It is Sunday, okay, from 2 to 4.
Well, it must have been because you guys are so good looking. Is that probably what it is?
Oh, Magic Mike 3, I think. There's got a poster of Magic Mike 3 over here. DM, by the way, Bob, is direct message.
I think I got that.
Okay, all right.
Carson Pato, we sure appreciate you being here. Nick Monastere from Brandon, Mississippi, getting ready to start his second year and certainly made an impact in his first. And so have you done this kind of thing before, Nick? And what do you think about being an instructor at a baseball camp?
No, I've never done it before, but I'm obviously really excited to have the opportunity to get out there with my teammates and get out there and help some kids get better and just hang out with them and spend time with them and give back to the community that gives back to us all the time.
So I'm guessing growing up you went to a many of these yourself. These are important for kids, aren't they?
Yes, sir, they are. More than the baseball itself, I mean, the memories you make just with your camp leaders and with all your buddies that are there with you, I mean, it's just a great experience.
Yeah, Dalton McIntyre, Jackson, Tennessee. I guess you're going to be handling the pitching end of this, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be handling pitching and a little bit of outfield. So,
and give us your thoughts about doing this and what you thought when you were asked.
I really thought it was a good opportunity. You know, I'm new to the area, haven't been here. A lot of people don't know me. I felt like it was a good opportunity to, you know, meet some of the community and maybe just guide some kids in the area.
You say you're new, but I guess they're going to all know about you by the end of the year. Is that
yes,
not
sir,
right?
I hope so.
Yeah, Kelly?
Well, we do hope so. When you go back to your – you guys probably all came up through the travel ball system.
Yes, sir.
Now, Carson did not because they barely had electricity in Van Cleve. So I don't
go ahead and hit him, Carson. I'll enjoy watching it.
But that's where a lot of learning takes place. But in a two-hour period, there's only so much you can do, right? So how do you prioritize it, Nick, as to what you're going to try to tackle in a short two-hour period with what's bound to be a lot of kids?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to split them all up into certain groups by position or whatever and do like a little defensive period maybe, and then do whoever wants to catch fly balls, go catch fly balls. Infielders do that. Pitchers do, we'll show them some things, and then obviously we'll definitely hit, and then, I mean, who knows, we might have a little game at the end with all of them.
You have to break them up into age groups, because obviously a six-year-old is not capable of doing the things like a 13-year-old,
right.
You know,
yeah,
would do.
For sure.
So, and so how do you think you'll approach it as well, Carson? What do you think you'll and by the way, did they have electricity in Van Cleef?
We had a little bit.
Okay.
We had a little bit. I don't know. I'm a big fan of splitting them into groups, like you said, and like you said, you can't teach a kid everything you want in 2 hours, you know. But in my opinion, I'm a big believer, obviously I'm not a parent, but if you want your kid to kind of develop a skill or something, you have to be around it. So even though we're not teaching them and we can't teach them everything about baseball, just them being around the game and, you know, being on the field with other baseball players, that'll kind of develop them and their skills, you know.
So just develop a continued love of the game.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's what we do when we were kids. Like, we're 5 years old, we don't know what a curveball is at that time, you know. So you just got to be around, and as you get older, you're around the game more and more consistently. You just kind of develop, and you develop, like you said, a love for the game.
I think in a lot of these youth camps, they need, Bob, to put in a segment, truthfully, for parents as to how to manage their expectations. Dalton, if you could talk to, you know, if you had a message for parents of youth baseball players today, travel, rec, whatever, what would your advice be to parents as far as setting realistic expectations?
The main thing for me is the kid's never going to love doing it unless, like, they're supported in it. I mean, you can't, like, put so much pressure on these young kids. They're just kids. Let them have fun. You know, they're going to learn by making mistakes, not by just succeeding.
And that's a really important message, because it's not – there's nobody – no Yankee scouts are going to be at this camp on Saturday, right? Not even Meridian Junior College will be there,
no,
you know, this weekend. So it's – I think that's a real important, you know, for parents to get out. So who wants to tell us about how kids can participate this week and what they do? Again, it's going to be this coming Sunday. The weather's supposed to be cool, but other than that, okay. And it's going to be at the new facility in Columbia from 2 to 4 on Sunday. So, Nick, anybody that wants to participate, 1 to 3 on Sunday. My bad. But it is Sunday,
yes.
1 to 3 in Columbia.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a way to sign up online, but I know for a fact that you show up, we'll have a desk set up, you sign up there, and, I mean, it'll all be taken care of.
Dress accordingly, too, yeah. Bob.
I don't probably need to tell you guys this, how these little boys just love being around you guys. You know, ironically, yesterday I was driving home, and there were 5 kids in kind of an open area in our neighborhood, and they were playing football with each other. But this is what struck me. One of them had on a USM baseball jersey, and 2 others had on USM baseball t-shirts, the camouflage t-shirts. I see it all the time. Do you guys really comprehend how these kids look up to you and just admire you?
I mean, I love the kids. I love how they – because, I mean, I know being a kid, obviously I was a kid, I enjoyed – I mean, I thought the high school players were big leaguers. So, I mean, for them to just kind of appreciate us how they do, like, it means the world. I know to me it means the world. I just love the kids. And, I mean, I always say this. I say this to a couple of my teammates. It means more to me that they look up. Like, it's – like, how they look up to us means so much to me, because it's just like a – it's just a very, I can't explain it. It's like a very meaningful thing.
And not like there would ever be any character issues anyway, but I think that knowing that little kids are looking up to you kind of helps you behave yourself, doesn't it, Nick?
Yeah, for sure. You got to represent the program, USM, and the community is, I mean, we're a top-notch program, so you have to represent yourself like it. And, I mean, like he was saying about the kids, like, every Sunday after a home series, all the kids get to run on the field and run the bases, and we'll sign autographs if they want them. And that, honestly, is the highlight of my weekend, just because you get to hang out with everybody that came and watched you for those 3 days and the whole season, really.
They mob you. I'm down there a lot of Sundays getting interviews with you guys, and, I mean, the kids are just all over you.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great experience.
Yeah, they love you for sure. Dalton, you're coming in here, and obviously you know, but and these guys know, they've been around. Man, you're coming into a program that it really would be hard to describe how much the public loves this baseball program.
Yes, sir. It's really different, you know, especially coming from a 2-year school like Meridian. The fan base, I mean, it's there, but it's definitely not as supportive as Hattiesburg. I mean, it feels like the whole city of Hattiesburg is behind us at all times. There's so many people that, like, try to help us. I mean, reach out and just let us know they support us, and it's a really good feeling.
Oh, I think you're 1,000% right. I think your first Friday night at the Pete, you're going to get a big dose of it, right?
It's probably going to scare me.
All right, we've got Nick Monastir, Carson Pato, Dalton McIntyre here in the Super Talk studios. We're going to hold these guys over. We'll remind you one more time about their camp. We want that to be a big success for these three guys. But we want to talk about baseball. We are 1 month away today, and how ironic that you three guys are here 1 month away. A lot of expectations, a lot of excitement. We're going to share that with Nick, Carson, and Dalton right on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Super Talk Eagle Hour on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of the Supertalk Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today, and coming very soon, the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net, sponsors the second segment of the Eagle Hour every day. It's a great place to buy all your Southern Miss apparel and baseball, 1 month away. And I know that they're full of baseball gear. I've bought most of it, but other people haven't, so they need to go by there.
Our guests today get their swag for free, Bob.
I'm guessing that they should. All right, Nick Monastir, Carson Pato, Dalton McIntyre. Let me start with you, Carson. You made me feel a little better when I brought this to your attention, but actually during lunch it was brought to my attention about the D1 preseason poll, and I was pretty biffed not to see you guys in it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but you don't care, do you?
No, sir. You know, our kind of thing that we talk about in the program is our preseason rankings don't really matter. You know, I mean, we've been ranked top 25. We haven't been ranked top 25. It doesn't really matter. I mean, every year there's teams that are in there that aren't. There are teams that are in there and that aren't. I mean, at the end of the season, you either see them or you don't. It doesn't really matter. It's what you do in the season.
Exactly right. All right, Carson, I want you to tell the listeners that listen to this show online, all around the state, how confident you are about this baseball. There's a lot of new faces and a new coach. Your thoughts about this squad?
I'm super excited. I'm super confident with our squad we got. I mean, our coaches, you know, that's what they do. You know, it's their job. They know what they're doing. We have a lot of new faces. It doesn't matter. We had a lot of new faces last year. I mean, we had a good year, you know. Our lineup's going to be new. We had a lot of young talent. I'm excited to see what happens, you know, see if we can develop them, see what kind of damage they can do.
One of your teammates was in here a few months ago, and he made the comment to us that people don't know how talented the younger players are because they weren't on the field last year, but they're just as talented as the ones that have moved on.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I say it. Me and Danny Lynch would joke about it last year. So Davis Gillespie, he's going to be, I think personally, he's going to be a big part of our lineup. Last year, we said the only reason why he got redshirted is because Danny was there. I mean, can't take Danny out of the lineup, you know. I think Davis is going to be a big part of our lineup.
He can rake.
Well, yeah. He can mash.
Yeah, well, Danny was just like a sex symbol on the team. Mm. So he had to be there. Nick Monastir. You're moving to center field. What do you feel about that?
I love it. It was a really good transition this fall. You know, Coach Rhodes is our outfield coach, and we worked hard every single day, and I feel really confident about it.
Well, why do you suppose, Nick, that everybody was kind of panicking, going, what are they doing moving Monastir to the outfield?
I don't know, but,
You made the point that, you know, there are conversations that go on that the general public doesn't know about. This was not a surprise to you.
Yeah, no, I'd known it was coming, and I felt really good about it since the get-go, and, I mean, I'm just going to go out there and compete.
All right, now I'm going to ask you something. You answer it only to the degree you're comfortable answering this. There was, there was a lot of concern that after the splash you made last year that some big school would come in here and poach you away, but You indicated to me last year that it was always your dream to play baseball here, and I don't think today that's changed, has it?
No, it hasn't at all. Ever since I got – or really ever since my recruiting process started, I knew Southern Miss was the place I wanted to be, and then once I got on campus, it just magnified to a whole nother level that I never could have imagined, the city and the support and the coaches. I mean, we're like a family here, so there's no way anyone can walk away from something that we have here.
Now, Dalton McIntyre, you're listed in the early press clippings, media guide, whatever, as a pitcher and an outfielder. So, again, because you are new, tell us a little bit about your game and where you think you might fit in. Obviously, Coach Oz is going to be here on Thursday maybe to fill in some potential blanks, but tell us about your background and where you think you might fit in here.
So, yes, I'm listed as an outfielder and a pitcher. I think primarily they're looking at me as more of like an outfielder, maybe more of like a defensive guy in a sense. But you never know what could happen. I mean, there's going to be a lot of big pieces in this team and a lot of players that aren't in the starting lineup that's going to affect how we win games. So I think that I just want to help any way I can.
Coming up in the youth leagues, though, what percentage would you say, Dalton, of all your teammates at Southern Miss, going back to the youth leagues, what percentage of these guys probably pitched at some point in the youth leagues?
I think every single guy on this team was their starting pitcher.
Yeah. It's true. You know, 100% guys will say, man, because it comes down to athleticism.
Oh, yeah.
At this level, right? And usually your pitchers tend to be, you know, some of your better athletes.
Right. Now, Carson, you said something interesting. You said that you did not play travel ball coming up.
Yes, sir, I didn't. I mean, I played U-triple-S-A ball when I was, like, nine, you know, but I call it showcase ball. They're like, when kids go to, like, these perfect game tournaments, I didn't do all that. I kind of just got recruited however I got sold. You know, I just – my parents didn't really know a whole lot about it. I mean, I don't have any other cousins that really did it. None of my friends did it, you know, so I just
– Well, you're pretty good proof you don't have to do it.
Well, I appreciate that.
No, and I tell parents all the time, look, if you're good enough – there are baseball people. They're called scouts. Mm. They're well compensated. Their job is to find you, even if you live in Van Cleve, Mississippi. All right? If you're good enough, they're going to find you. So you don't have to spend $8,000 going around to all these different places. And parents will say, well, my son's got to get a scholarship. I said, well, the $8,000 that you just spent for this week in Phoenix would have gone a long way towards your son's tuition.
You know, Carson, 3 years ago the team was three games out of the World Series, then two games, one game. It hurts me to even think about it, but really a half a game. We were a half a game from away from the World Series. But when the dust settled and you had time to really think about it, you just, as a fan, you beamed with pride because how many teams win back-to-back regionals and post-super regionals? How do you look at it? Do you look at it more from, oh, I'm so disappointed we didn't get there, or what I just said, look what we've accomplished in the last 2 years?
I mean, I wouldn't lie. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was disappointed, you know. I mean, kind of both, because sometimes it's like, oh, man, like we were that close, you know. Like kind of disappointed, not disappointed in my team. It's just like disappointed that we couldn't kind of finish it. Not in a negative way, just kind of like a dang, you know. Sure. But then it's also like, look, I mean, we did technically get a little bit closer, you know. I mean, there's always next year, and, I mean, we just got to keep working. You know, if you're going to sit there, and I call it a pity party, if you're going to throw a pity party as a team, one, you're not going to have good chemistry because there's just people – some people are going to be up there, like, attitude's going to be good. Some are going to be, like, sulking, you know, and you don't ever want that. You want good chemistry, and you're never going to get anywhere if you just keep focused on your failures.
The players have meetings today in just a little while. Nick, before you guys get out of here, I know you want to make sure that we give a plug to the To The Top Collective and what it's about and how people can help keep guys like you three here.
Yeah, the collective is an awesome thing. It started this year, and they're helping us out a lot. They're the ones that got us partnered with Vantage Sports so we could do this camp. And, you know, if any of y'all want to help out and join the collective, it'd be much appreciated because it just goes to all of us.
And this Saturday, this Sunday, when they do this camp at Columbia from 1 to 3 at the new complex down there, the new turf complex in Columbia, a lot of that money is going to go to these guys. Help them pay their bills.
Couple minutes left. Nick, I want to ask you about some of the changes that are taking place. And one that just comes to the top of my mind is that Danny Lynch is now a coach. Can you put that into words?
Well, I only got 1 year with Danny, so I didn't get it to the extent everybody else did. But, I mean, he was a great, great leader, great guy to help keep our confidence up at all times. He never stopped talking, and I think that kind of like set the tone every single day at practice. But I mean, now that he's a coach, I mean, he played college baseball for a long time and has seen a lot and has done a lot. So having him in our corner still, even though he's not a player, is a really huge thing.
Coach Barry told me one day on the show that y'all were playing somewhere on the road, I don't remember where, and the third base coach for the opposition team, as they crossed paths, he goes, "Does Lynch ever shut up?" Coach Barry just said, "I never stopped walking. I just said no." Now, Nick, I want you to look over here at Carson. The batting stance was so famous last year. I've been trying to think who could step into that role. And I always think of Carson Pater. What do you think?
He could do it. He could pull it off.
I think so. Any chance of that, Carson? We're going to see that out of you?
I'm not that goofy.
We never did to find out how you actually got to Southern Miss. You know, when did the communication start, and where was the connection?
So it actually started right here in Hattiesburg. There's all these games that JUCO guys play in the fall, and we actually ended up coming here. It's like kind of like a round robin type of tournament that the JUCOs play, and we came up here, and I actually got looked at primarily as a pitcher the first time I was here. I came up here and I pitched. I think it was like the second and third inning of our game. And shortly after that, Coach Oz had reached out to our coach, and they said that they were kind of interested, and that's just kind of how everything started. And then as the season went on, they saw that I was hitting pretty well, and so they were like, hey, I think you should come down here this summer and focus on hitting a little bit, you know.
Well, I've always said that one of the, and we've said this on this program, one of the most underrated programs overall is the junior college program in Mississippi. By the way, the first Division II poll out, Pearl River number one in the country. So,
all right, gentlemen, real quickly, as we're leaving, again, the time and place of your camp, somebody.
It's at Columbia at the Yards this coming Sunday from 1 to 3. So, yes, sir. Hope to see y'all there.
Needless to say, you guys are the best. We love you guys, and we love the baseball program, and we cannot wait for February the 16th. Thank you, fellas.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Nick Monastere, Carson Pato, and Dalton McIntyre here in the Super Talk studio. We'll be back right after this.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour. This segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill right there at the Shadow of the Rock. Great place to hang out this weekend, watch some NFL football, get some good food, a cold beer, and I didn't get much better than that. 4th Street Bar and Grill right in the Shadow of the Rock. Also want to say hello to our good friends at Mo'Bay Beignet Company. This would be a great day to get some hot coffee and some hot beignets. They're on Hardy Street. They're right across from the Southern Miss campus. Morgan and her husband, great friends of ours, and we love Mo'Bay Beignet, and we encourage all of our listeners to enjoy what we believe is the best dessert in Hattiesburg. I want to thank Nick Monastere, Carson Pato, Dalton McIntyre, and again, those guys are going to be having a one-day baseball camp from 1 to 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in Columbia. I'm sure if you want to find out more about it, there's bound to be something connected to it on the internet, or you could simply call the baseball office or the university and they can direct you toward that. Good opportunity for those kids to make some NIL money, but a great opportunity for your children to be around these quality kids. And you know, Kelly, I'm fortunate, you're fortunate in this line of work. We're around these athletes a lot, but boy, you'd have to go a long way to find a higher character bunch of kids than the ones that were in here and those that comprise the baseball program.
And it is interesting how when talk on the street about, you know, well, this guy's going to be moving to this position, or I heard this, or this might, you know, happen, it doesn't freak any of these guys out. These guys are ball players. I mean, if you need them to catch, if they've never caught, they'll do it. You know, they're all such good athletes and know the game well enough. It's a cerebral game. It's really a thinking man's game.
Yeah. Monastere, he's excited about everything. He told us last year how excited he was to be here, told you and I in the studio how happy he is to move to center field. He's living his best life right now, Nick Monastere.
And as he mentioned and has mentioned before and reaffirmed while we were in commercial break, that there's nowhere else in the world he'd rather be.
That's what he said. He made that really, really clear.
You know,
the second time he said that in front of me, that I'm not interested in talking to anybody about anything that would make me leave here. That's good news, Golden Eagle fans. I don't need to tell you that. He's quite a ball player.
And as I have been touting this Eagle team this year, particularly the pitching depth, the quality and the depth of this pitching staff is, it may be the best ever. Maybe the best ever. I know, you know, I said last year's team might be comparable to the team 2 years ago, but barring injury, but the depth and the talent of this pitching staff, this is going to be a really good team. Again, you haven't heard of some of the names. Davis Gillespie looks like he's maybe playing left field. Gabe Broaddus has emerged as maybe the favorite at third base. Gabe Broaddus is a Pearl River transfer. And we kind of asked him in the pre-show production meeting, you know, how do you feel about my prognostication that this could be the best Southern Miss team ever? And Carson Pato said, yeah. I mean, he didn't bat an eye. He said the argument could certainly be made.
They're really, really confident.
Yeah.
Carson Pato, if you've never been around this kid, they hit on a sweatshirt today, so he was kind of going, this kid is a specimen, bro. This kid could play, I would think, college football if he took a mind to it.
Now, you noticed that because he was sitting next to me, probably.
Well, no, I've just seen him around a good bit. He's really muscular and
yeah,
really, really athletic. And you tell, I sort of had the impression that the McIntyre kid is just thrilled to be here and kind of taking it all in, right? He's new. He's around all these talented players. And as you could tell that he was a little dumbfounded at the passion of the fan base, and they hadn't even played.
And he said that first game he might go out there and get scared, you know. So no, he'll fit right in, and the guys have already given him a nickname. You know, that's kind of the rite to passage when the guys start calling you something other than your real name.
It's great to see all three of those young men here. You know, all right, let's get to a story that indirectly affects USM, and that a former USM player, head coach at South Alabama, Kane Womack, he's been on the show a few times, doing a great job. I'm a little surprised to hear he's going to give up a head coaching position. He's apparently going to be the defensive coordinator with the new staff at Alabama. Money, got to be money.
Seriously, are you surprised at that?
That you would give up a D1 head coaching job?
Yes.
Yeah, to me a little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, to put it in perspective, and again, for ham and eggers like you and me, it's tough to think about this kind of money, right? But on average, Sun Belt head coaches in football making $750,000 a year. Hattiesburg, that's a pretty good salary, right? Well, he probably now stands to make in the neighborhood of $2 million.
Yeah, I mean, it's money. I realize it's money.
And if it didn't work out with that on your resume, he's already a proven winner as a head coach.
He just gets another job.
He could get another Division I head coaching job somewhere. Or he could take the Todd Monken route. All right? Todd Monken won a national championship, too, with Georgia. All right? If Kane proves himself as a DC at Alabama, gets hired on an NFL staff, goes that route, and then maybe becomes a head coach in the NFL.
Because there's one thing I feel pretty confident about for the new staff. You get over there, and you don't win 11 or 12 games a year. You're not in the SEC championship. You're not in the deep into the national playoffs. You're going to be gone. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But you know, the whole time, if you're smart, you're banking some of that money.
Yeah.
Money that you're making, and the relationship with Kane, it's coaching like no other fraternity, man. It's all about who you know.
Well, clearly, he knew the guy out at Washington.
Yeah, DeBoer and him have been good buddies for a long time, so it's always they get on the phone, hey, let's get the guys back together again and get this thing done.
Yeah.
So that apparently is what's going to happen, and all indications that we're getting out of Mobile is that particularly because of the timing of Kane leaving, that offensive coordinator at South Alabama, Major Applewhite, is probably going to be the next head coach.
Seems logical.
It does, at South Alabama. So we'll keep you posted as how things unfold in the Sun Belt, but that's the way it looks at this hour anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
So good for Kane Womack, prepped right here at Oak Grove High School. You know, his dad, now he now follows his dad's footsteps. His dad, Dave Womack, was a SEC defensive coordinator at two different schools. I think it's state
and here as well.
Right, and now
defensive coordinator here.
And now his son is at Alabama, so all things have come full
and
circle.
Kane is a really nice guy. I mean, he's just always been very kind to us, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah. Now, normally, you know, if we were to call on the Eagle Hour, if we were to call a Sun Belt head coach, it wouldn't be real urgent for them to get back to us, right? I mean, they got a pretty full plate all of the time, but Kane Womack would always call us back.
Always call us back.
Yeah. When do you want to talk?
Talk as long as you want to talk.
Right.
To him.
Yeah. Right.
Great guy. Wish him nothing but the best. And if that turns out to be the case, well, congratulations, Kane. You certainly deserve it. All right, Kelly. Watching football again yesterday. I'm kind of glad there are no games today. That's all I've done now since Saturday, is sit in front of my TV. What has happened to the Philadelphia Eagles? Can you put your finger on it?
No. But something clearly is going on, because you've got your starting quarterback. Right? We've talked about how important the starting quarterback is. They have looked abysmal the past eight games. I mean, Tampa Bay is, you know, they're not a top-drawer team. And to go in, even though it was in Tampa, to go in and get drubbed like that, something is going on.
They got killed.
Yeah, they did.
By a fairly mediocre football team.
So Tampa Bay now will go to Detroit,
and here's the news I want everybody to hear.
I know what that means.
Patrick Mahomes is actually going to have to play a playoff game on the road.
And you guys sit there and go, oh, surely he's played. No, he hasn't.
He never has.
13 postseason games have all been at home. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to go to Buffalo to play the Bills. And I'm not necessarily a big Bills fan, but boy,
I hope they crush them.
Well, I mean, we were talking with the baseball players, the Southern Miss baseball players, before the show, and we were talking about, and one of them, and I think it was Nick Monastir, saying, you know, I'm so tired of Taylor Swift, them taking pictures of her. However,
yeah, then somebody says, so what would you do if Taylor Swift called you and said she wanted to hang out? I'd get on the plane today.
Yes. So it is funny how we say those things, but sometimes.
So Mahomes goes to Buffalo. I think they lose. I don't think this is nearly the Kansas City team that we saw last year, and I think Buffalo is really clicking. And I got to tell you, Kelly, I think it's hard to argue that Josh Allen is not the best quarterback in the NFL. He was magnificent yesterday.
I'm just telling you, Bob, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call it, they're going to find a way for Kansas City to win that
game.
They're
going to help them every daggum way they can, that you can be sure
and
of.
And I've never been a bigger Todd Monken fan now, because then it would come down, if Baltimore were to win, then it would be Baltimore's job to knock off Kansas
City. Well, I'm a
Monken
fan anyway.
True.
I'm hoping for Detroit-Baltimore. I think that'd be a great Super
I think
Bowl.
So, too. I think it
yeah,
would be,
a, be a good
and because Detroit has never, one of the four franchises that has never been to a
Super
Bowl.
Don't you think most of the country's pulling for the Lions?
I think so. I think so. Yeah, how could you not? That city and strife that it's been through. Hey, Southern Miss has got another transfer from the SEC coming to play defensive tackle at Southern Miss. We'll have that news.
And more. Stay with us.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, D1 DBAT sponsors this segment of the show. Actually, DBAT, I'll get that corrected here eventually. Great place to take your kids for baseball and softball training. And Luke Reynolds. Luke Reynolds is down there managing the place, so you know they'll want to hang around him. Also, they're going to want to hang around Nick Monaster, Carson Pato, and Dalton McIntyre, and those three fine young men will be in Columbia 1 o'clock Sunday. You can register your children now for the two-hour camp, or you, as Carson said, you can just show up, and they'll make sure that your child is a big part of it. This is where I like the NIL. This is the kind of thing I like. You're seeing kids like this get a little something, you know. But even they said to us, Kelly, these baseball players said to us, they think the NIL thing needs to be capped.
Yeah, and these are not just sitting back saying give me something. They're out working,
right?
You know, this, as they said, it's a way for them to give back to the community that has given so much to them. So why not make it a win-win? You know, where they can give back to the community, but the community can put some money in their pocket because they do have expenses and the season gets going. And once that season starts, you know, Bob, I mean, when they start, by the way, welcome back to Southern Miss students who are back for the spring semester. They start tomorrow, I understand. Classes will begin tomorrow. Softball and baseball begins practice. The team today at Pete Taylor Park cleaning out their lockers, getting things put away. Because tomorrow, and you know, once it starts tomorrow.
They had a meeting at 2 o'clock.
Right. We've got them out of here just in time. Yeah. But then they start tomorrow, and there's no let up, you know, once the season gets started. So
it's going to be another great year. It may take a little time for them to gel, but you don't even think that.
No, I
don't. You think the pitching will carry them through early on.
I think this pitching staff is spectacular. Yeah. Really, really good. I mean, guys that have never even thrown an inning are going to be better than a lot of other teams, you know, starters. Hey, congratulations to Will Hall. He and his staff have landed a great defensive tackle from Mississippi State. Of course, with some of the upheaval going on there at Mississippi State, Jonathan Davis transfers to Southern Miss from Mississippi State. Another SEC transfer, and they seem, Bob, to be going after these defensive linemen, you know, out of the SEC. Right. The last two or three.
That's paid off the last couple of years.
Yeah, for Ole Miss and Arkansas and some of the other schools.
Good for
and
Coach
Jonathan Hall. David, that's a big get for the Southern Miss Eagle defensive line.
On tomorrow's show, we're going to have Jose Benitez, who's a member of the men's basketball team, and Emma Walhoff. And I haven't even told you about this, Kelly, real quickly. Emma Walhoff, I just want to ask you in general about this kind of kid because you've coached a lot. Here's a kid, member of the basketball team, and I think this is her third year. Not on the floor much. I mean, she just doesn't get much playing time. But she's always got this booming smile on her face. She's the biggest cheerleader, for lack of a better term, on the bench. You can tell the kids love her. She's in the middle of everything the basketball team does. And you can make a huge contribution to a program without being on the floor a lot. Is that fair to say?
It is. But unfortunately, kids understand that. Athletes understand that who are parts of teams. Unfortunately, we have far too many parents these days
that don't
understand that, that think if my child is not going to play, never mind, she's getting her education paid for, right?
But she's happy.
Yes. So and on the rare instances that I've ever had you know, any issues with youth baseball parents, I'd say, now when did, you know, whatever their son's name is, I said, now when did he come and express a concern about this? Well, he hasn't said anything. I said, then why are we even having this discussion?
Well, correct.
You know?
See, here may be her advantage. Both of her parents play college basketball, and both of her parents coach high school basketball.
Ah, there you go.
So they have an understanding of what we're talking about. Yeah,
right.
Is Emma Walhoff an important part of the Lady Eagles? Absolutely. And I would be willing to bet you that every player on the team would tell you the same thing.
Well, and you look at you know, Jeff Armstrong on the men's team.
Correct. That's a perfect counterexample.
Yeah, Jeff Armstrong, man, that guy, he is such a cool guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's happy to be there. And Tate Ryder, you know, and some of the other guys on the basketball team. I mean, when they're working defenses of other teams, they're just as important in how that game goes because they represent players from the other teams, you know. So and that's what a lot of people don't understand about team sports too, is that even the quote-unquote studs, the guys that are scoring the 20 and 30 points and getting all the headlines, so to speak, they are just They are as appreciative of those guys you never hear about.
They really are. Right?
Yeah, as they are with the second leading scorer on the team.
They're teammate. In a world where fewer and fewer athletes use that name team, I'm happy to say that I think our athletes do that here.
To a large degree, I think that's right. And the ones that don't, we usually don't hear about, or they leave.
Correct.
You know, because there's the term is culture that they use. We want a certain culture of player to be here. And I think that has been university-wide with the different sports teams.
All right, baseball fans, as we're leaving the show, we can only tell you, we can only report what we've been told. But take a deep sigh of relief, because Nick Monastery told Kelly and I both he has no intention of even listening to an offer to go anywhere else. Is that what you heard?
And he's perfectly happy to play center field, you know, wherever I can help the team win.
So relax. Everybody relax. 30 days away. Okay. Jose Benitez, Emma Wallhoff on the show. Tomorrow, Thursday, we have the Oz.
And Coach Juan Cardona from men's basketball.
Lots to tune in for. We hope you will. We thank you for tuning in today. Until tomorrow, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.